Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Fire and Ice, Wild at Heart, Book 3, by Mary Keneally. Narrated by Barbara McCullough. Chapter 1. October 10th, 1866. The bullet spit dirt up in Gage Coulter's eyes, and he didn't even flinch. Wilde always missed him. Granted, he missed by inches. "Don't you ever sleep, Wilde?" Gage had come early. He'd come late. He'd come in peace. And now this was it. He was coming in war. "The only reason you'd ask that was if you wanted to sneak in here. Now get off my land." Another bullet, this one even closer to his toes. Gage ignored it. The shots were to keep him back. Trouble was, if he came closer, Wilde might stop trying to scare him and get serious. "You aren't gonna shoot me, and you know it." At least, Wilde never had. That confounded Nestor had stolen his best land by claiming a homestead that stretched right across the opening to the most fertile canyon on the entire Seabar Range. It was a long ways north, and a lot higher up than Gage's ranch house, but he'd done a lot of scouting in his years out here, and he'd found this canyon and bought it, and used it mainly for winter pasture. He owned it, but Bailey Wilde wouldn't let him cross on this measly little homestead.